matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
What's up, Eric? Thanks for the email, man. What are we trying to help you with today?
I guess I need some help finding out what Amber really thinks of me. I mean, I thought I knew, and you know, I thought I had a pretty good idea, but I don't know. After what I've seen, I'm really not sure about it anymore.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, why are things so confusing, man? What's going on?
Well, I mean, okay. So this is probably going to sound stupid, but everything, you know, I was getting it, all the signals, you know, I thought she liked me, like, you know, everything was looking positive, but I don't know. I must have completely misread something. You know, I mean, I just don't get it. Okay. I mean, you see, I told you I need help.
Well, I don't stress over it, man. I mean, it's possible everything was and still is okay. Like, I wouldn't panic yet. What's y'all's history?
Yeah, well, I mean, we have, like, I think we have a history. I guess it's not a lot, but so here's the thing. I'm a partner at HEB, and I used to see her, like, every week. I mean, you know, does that count as history?
Like, you just bumped into her at the store every week, or?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yes, no. I mean, they have me in the seafood area, and she just, you know, she comes by a lot, and you know, she buys a lot of fish. So short story. Right. Yeah, I mean, I see her all the time. Obviously, we talked a lot. It got pretty familiar there.
Okay,
yeah, that's how it started things.
Well, how familiar are we talking?
Well, so I had her number. And like originally, I gave her mine just in case she had any questions about like a recipe I'd given her, you know.
Really?
But when she reached out, it was really just to talk. We, you know, we started texting back and forth about, you know, pretty much everything, like regular stuff. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, we get a lot closer than I thought we would. You know, I mean, if her mission was just to buy a few pounds of shrimp every few days, and
right.
You know, it seemed like more than that.
Okay, just to get this out of the way, because I also frequent the seafood counter at HEB. Is this standard practice? Mm. I mean, do you give your phone number out? Can I ask for a phone number in a non-datey kind of way?
Yeah, if you need culinary help, is that just the way?
I mean, you know, maybe I've done it like once before, but it's, you know, it's, I mean, it's not like my go-to move or anything. I think it was one of, you know, those other times. It was for like an old man who was really concerned about cooking a live lobster. So, you know, that was completely different.
Okay.
But Amber, I mean, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't also hoping she'd reach out like she did. I mean, she's gorgeous. I mean, she is beautiful. And I just assumed she was single based off the conversations we'd been having, right?
Right.
I never saw her with a guy.
But he could have hated going to the store,
most
right?
Men do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I cleared all that up once we started texting. I mean, I can't remember now, but I had some sort of creative way of asking about whether or not she had someone in the house who could help her with something. She said she didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, she said she was single. And I promise you, I thought this was going to turn into something. I couldn't tell you what, but, you know, we went out once. Did I mention that in the email that we went out?
I don't know.
I wasn't sure, you know, how she was feeling. But in the end, you know, we ended the night with a kiss.
Oh.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's very good. A very good sign.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But so here's the thing. A few days later, she texted me if she could borrow some spices I had been, you know, talking up. And, you know, when she came to get them, I just, like, I felt like the energy was just, it was just different, you know? I asked her if she wanted to hang out for a while, you know, kick it and watch TV. But she was just like, she seemed like she was in a hurry or something. Like she just really wanted to get out of there. And I don't know. Ever since, things have definitely been off.
Okay. Well, what are things like now? Are y'all talking at all or no?
Yeah, not really. Okay. I mean, I don't know if she just, you know, second guessed things with me, or if like something came up in her life that, you know, had her a little preoccupied. But yeah, like I said, I'm totally confused here, and I could really.
So are we?
Yeah, let's call Amber and see what we can find out. Hang out. We'll talk to her next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Eric and Amber,
He said they kissed, right?
He said they kissed. They went out on one date.
And it
ended in a kiss.
Yeah.
And then I think old Amber was making an excuse to go over to his house for those spices or whatever the heck it was.
I would also
Like a cup of sugar
possible.
Back in the day. Mm. But then something happened at the house.
Yeah, probably.
I wonder how he's living.
Oh, Lord. One of these.
It's like a Febreze situation.
Oh.
Maybe he works in the seafood department.
The oils transfer to the cow. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
All right. Speculation. Mm-hmm. Let's get her on the phone and find out for real. Hey, is this Amber?
Hi. Yeah, it is. What is this? Sorry.
Hey, Amber. We're Frito and Katie from Y100, the country station in town. So we wanted to call you because we actually have a date night package that we give away on our show, and someone reached out and told us that you needed to have this, okay? Now, it's a particularly cool prize because you get to piece it all together. So you'll pick whatever you want to do and wherever it is you go, all of that, and we pay for it. Now, there is a small catch here, and that's the person who entered you to win it gets to go on the date with you. You do know him, though. He's not some rando. His name is Eric.
It's actually Eric?
Yeah.
He did this?
He did.
Yes.
He did enter you for this awesome date. Yes. Are we not feeling it or just Eric?
This sounds awesome. It sounds really cool. But, I don't really know how to, describe it, really.
Well, can you try?
Do you want to take a crack at it?
Yeah. If you don't like him, that's okay to say. It really is. You don't have to take the date.
No, I did really like him. I did. But I'm having a really hard time, getting over.
Right.
Getting over what, Amber? Was there someone else?
Oh.
Wait.
What's been going on?
Who is that? Oh. I'm so confused.
That's Eric.
Yeah, it is.
That's Eric.
Right. And good point. That would make some sense here. Do we have some kind of ex situation? Out of curiosity, Amber, is that what we're dealing with?
No, it's nothing like that. I'm having a hard time getting past what he puts in his body.
What?
I've never seen anything like this in my life, my whole life.
Okay.
You're gonna have to help us out here.
Yeah, that's
Amber.
A lot of.
I'm sorry. What?
Can you help me out on this too? Because I mean, I'm not sure what
that had me. That actually had me literally running from your apartment. Did you not notice?
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought you seemed a little rushed, but I just figured you were expecting friends for dinner or something and had to go back.
Obviously, I came over to see you. If I wanted to buy spices, I have just gone to the grocery store.
Hey.
I knew it.
Okay.
That was my backstory. Fine. But what were you eating? Was that lunch or a snack? All I know is that right when the door opened, my nose got hit with a baseball bat of funk. Okay.
Funk.
It smelled bad. Like warmed over hospital deathbed. And I don't even want to think about it, what it looked like.
Okay.
Wait, are you talking about the oysters?
Oysters.
Those were not oysters. No, that came off the back of a warm semi.
No.
They came from a can. Or tin. Aren't they?
What?
Those little canned smoked oysters. I used to make them. It's one of my specialties. I call it Poivre Homie Oysters Rockefeller.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
You call them what?
Poivre Homme? It's French.
Is it?
He's saying it's like poor man's oysters Rockefeller.
Okay, what is happening? And why are we all speaking
is
French?
It literally means a poor man.
Okay, right. Thank you. What are you describing?
Okay, yeah.
What is this?
If you've never had anything like it, you're totally missing out, I promise you.
Not possible.
You get a can, you drain the juice. I like to add a little butter, some Tony's, a splash of hot sauce, a squeeze of lemon, maybe some garlic.
I'm sorry, did you say garlic?
Is that French too?
It's just what I call pre-minced garlic. It comes in a little jar.
I love
I just
that.
Go through that stuff like crazy. I throw on some garlic with and top it with some Parmesan.
Oh my God.
You can throw the whole tin in the air fryer. It's great.
Did you warm it up?
Stop. They don't need, but you don't need a play-by-play, right? I'm pretty sure you weren't asking for the recipe,
I was
right?
Not.
I guess I just don't understand, the what's so bad about this? It's really good. It's not expensive, and it just makes me feel fancy, you know?
Oh,
so maybe it's puzzle. No. So what? What's the harm in that?
Well, no. Since we're on the subject, isn't it a bad idea to cook it in that can? That tin is like, that is coated in chemicals, Eric.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to heat it.
Okay, but stop. Who cares about the chemicals? He's literally eating warm garbage.
This is a good point.
Okay, guys, it's not garbage. Have you ever actually tried oysters, Rockefeller? I mean, it's not too far off. You just eat it with some crackers. I mean, I really think you'd be pleasantly surprised here.
Oh, no.
I can't.
No.
I saw him eating this monstrosity, and I cannot get it out of my head. It's like a hobo meal. And, like, again, the odor. I'm supposed to, like, what, kiss this guy?
Like, I don't know hobos that have air fryers, do you?
Good point. I mean,
your logic checks, sir.
As for the smell, I mean, HEB sells lots of nice toothbrushes. And, I mean, I don't want to brag, but, you know, I do get a small discount on branded merch.
That's not gonna...
Can you just stop eating them? Like, I don't want to see those ever again.
Well, let me ask you this. So is it just the oysters you have a problem with? Because I have this really amazing recipe with sardines.
Sardines, too?
Stop.
Please.
No more. All right? It's weird. Like, I can't take these weird, like, poverty foods, okay? Like, I'm like gagging, all right? Like, I'm going to, you need, like, a normal lunch. Like, whatever happened to PB&J?
Okay. All right. So, it's the street oysters or nothing for you, Amber. Is that all what right. you're putting on the table?
Don't try and make me seem like the crazy one here.
I'm not.
No one wants to watch. No, but like, you have to agree. No one wants to watch the person they're dating, like, spend so much time to make and then eat something like as nasty as that. Also, like, how many of those tins until you consider it a meal?
Yeah.
You know, don't wait. Actually, don't.
No,
don't
you don't
want
to know. You don't want to know.
Wait, I will take the date if you stop buying them. I literally just, I'm triggered. I don't want to see them ever again. I don't want to smell them. Not ever. Do you understand?
Well, okay.
Hang on now. No, not so fast.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Guys, let's put a tin in this.
This is going to be the best thing you've ever tasted, man. All right.
No, we're going to get back to you guys after we take some calls, okay? Yes. Please, don't go anywhere.
Vomit.
Hang on the line.
How?